The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has warned against renewed Israeli aggression against the besieged Gaza Strip. A Hamas statement says that Tel Aviv is guilty of grave escalation and is playing with fire. It says the Palestinian resistance has a right to defend itself and its people. The statement follows the latest Israeli assault on the coastal enclave that left at least one Palestinian dead. Israeli officials claim that a Hamas fighter was targeted after Israeli forces came under sniper fire, which injured an officer. The attack followed an Israeli airstrike on Gaza and also shots fired at Palestinian fishing boats on Saturday. Israel has on numerous occasions violated the ceasefire agreement with Gazans signed in August following its 50-day war on the coastal strip. One of the main conditions of the truce was for Israel to lift its crippling siege of the Gaza Strip. But Tel Aviv has kept the Palestinian enclave sealed. Hisham Mana joins us from the Gaza Strip to tell us more about what has happened. Hisham Mana, it seems like the past weeks and days and weeks have seen an escalation in terms of Israeli aggression against Gaza. Are we looking at something more to this, or are these just sporadic incidents?
According to the statements from both sides, the Israeli side and the Palestinian resistance side, both parties are not interested in any further escalation. Both are trying to maintain calmness, if we can say, to stop any other round close in Gaza Strip between the Israelis and the Palestinians. However, the Israeli side has been trying to breach the ceasefire agreement since the ceasefire agreement was announced until today. Israeli forces are constantly attacking the fishermen within the 6 nautical miles limit agreed in the ceasefire agreement. They keep firing at the farmers, molesting the civilians in Khuzaa and east of the Khan Yunis to the south of Gaza Strip. And we have witnessed the bombardment by F-16s to one of the resistance movement locations belonging to Hamas earlier this week. Today has been the most serious escalation since the announcement of the ceasefire, as the Israeli forces attacked the Palestinian citizens in East Gaza by opening direct fire at their homes and farms. They killed the head of the reconnaissance of Hamas called Taysir Asmeri, aged 33, by a missile from a drone. Of course, the Palestinian resistance wouldn't stop watching, and they attacked the Israeli forces, which tried to intervene and fulfill its incursion in Khuzaa to the east of Khan Yunis by shooting one of the soldiers belonging to the engineering unit. He was seriously injured, and he was transported to Soroka Hospital in Israel. The situation in Gaza is now very, very tense, as the Palestinian resistance have been calling for a meeting to study the situation and to reconsider all the variables controlling the situation now in the region. And we should also mention that all these activities are happening parallelly to the Israeli elections, especially that Netanyahu now is facing a major trouble with the elections inside the Likud party.
Thank you very much for that, Hisham Mana there, talking to us from the Gaza Strip, our correspondent.